the River Arts District Studio Stroll, taking place Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5 both days. Two of the River Arts District artists are with us in the studios this afternoon. Mary Jane Finley is a ceramic artist, and William Henry Price is a painter, and both longtime residents or workers in the River Arts District. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Welcome.
And I always get to talk with artists of whatever kind, musicians, actors, right before they have to do something. So I know this is probably a busy time for you as the studio stroll begins tomorrow.
A bit of a day we're having. Yeah.
It's exciting, though. We're, making all our preparations and all. Yeah.
So one of the best things to me about the studio stroll is that there are actually artists who let you wander through their space. Is that something that how do you feel about that?
Mary Jane, I love it. Yeah. It's an opportunity to sort of host the people coming through. Hmm. We always have a little wine and soft drinks and stuff, so people feel excited to see. And we have so many different kinds of ceramic art at the Odyssey.
Mm. Oh, you work with the Odyssey Center.
Odyssey Co-op.
I see. Very good. Mm-hmm. And William, what's it like? Do you usually have people around your studio, or you get?
Yeah,
to work?
I mean, I too love the weekend, the studio stroll.
Really,
but there's almost never been a day that I work there, and I'm there every day all day, that somebody doesn't come in, and often many people. I mean, so there's a fair amount of traffic. Yeah. And we all have to struggle with the balance of how to get work done. But I kind of thrive on it. I like talking to the people. And there are times when I just put a close sign on the door if there's something I'm in the middle of.
Yeah.
And I come in early when it's quiet.
Well, I hadn't thought about it until now, but it must be fun to have people come talk to you about what you do who are actually interested in your art or art in general. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's great.
We do meet people that we wouldn't have ever met, and they're from Cincinnati or somewhere. it's really nice.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, each of you, why work in the River Arts District? You could work, you're artists, you can work in a number of places.
Yeah. Well, I came here 6 years ago from New York City, and I was just looking for a place to make clay. I had no idea. I was just like, okay, this place, Odyssey, has clay, and mm-hmm. I can do my stuff. And then I found out about River Arts District Association, and I just started feeling that sort of energy that the River Arts District has. It's like we are all artists. We all have this opportunity to sort of blend our energies, although everybody has a different point of view, a different hand, a different eye. So it's like a hive. There's this feeling of sort of a buzz of electricity and creativity that we all sort of feed off of each other in the district.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And is it ever, I've worked with musicians a lot, and working with musicians has been referred to as kind of like herding cats. Is it ever, William, is it ever that way?
Definitely. I mean, particularly in terms of the organizational things. But I'm on the board of River Arts District Artists, and we organized originally to organize the studio tours, which was at first once a year and now twice a year for a long time. Mm-hmm. And there's amazing amount of work just to organize the weekends, but also the year-long activity, studio guides, printing. It's on people on certain committees are a challenge to track down people with their info or whatever.
Yeah.
But you go to the cafe on the corner and you see six people that you like and are, you understand how's the work going, that kind of thing. So I have really loved that unexpectedly.
So we're speaking about some of the commonalities of the artists working in the River Arts District. I guess the other side of it is that you have all different kinds of artists in terms of media. I mean, William Henry Price, a painter, Mary Jane Finley, a ceramic artist. I know there are lots of painters, and I know there are lots of ceramic artists, and I'm actually, my mind is a little bit boggled at the number and the quality of the work that you see down there. But there are people doing all kinds of different arts. Can you talk about that a little bit? I mean, the variety?
Well, there's fiber. There's a lot of different clay. You know, everybody has, a different hand. But there's so many ways of working with clay. There's lamp makers, photographers.
Glass work.
There's a beautiful glass studio that you can make your own glass. And
a few printmakers.
I
think the problem for me would be I'd always be out watching other people or seeing what other people were doing.
It's hard to find time to visit each other, actually. It's mostly on the street that we exchange.
So folks that are coming this weekend, again, Saturday and Sunday, what advice do you have for them? There's a lot to see, a lot to talk about, a lot of people to meet. What would you, I'm putting you on the spot, but what would you recommend to make effective use of your time down there?
Well, I would make sure that you get a parking place and utilize the trolleys.
Oh, okay.
We've got a really great opportunity there that we have sponsored trolleys.
Which are free.
Free,
So you don't waste all your time walking.
Yeah.
you can hop on and hop off at many, many places around the district. The other thing I would say is pick up a studio guide there are little images. And that could guide you.
And that has a map.
Go for it. I mean, it's pretty sprawling, and there are now 200 artists in the River District.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Not 200 studios, but 200 artists. Many people in one space sometimes.
Yeah. So, for folks that have been in the area for a while, we know that the River Arts District has changed a lot in past years. I mean, there used to be no place to get anything to drink or eat. And for one thing, that's changed for sure. But I think that the great thing is that artists continue to find it a rewarding and inspiring place to be.
Yes, very much so. The thing is, I've met people and have learned and started collaborating with them just because we're in the same space, and I just love that.
There's a good deal of simply running across the street and saying, hey, could you come and look at this painting? That happens all the time. So,
it really is a community.
It's great to have the camaraderie.
Well, I had hoped to talk with both of you about your art, and for the time being, we'll have to ask you back and just say that Mary Jane Findlay is a ceramic artist, and your work is on the website, I know.
Yes, and I'm over at Odyssey on Klingman Avenue.
Okay. And William Henry Price is a painter. And can folks see your work on the River Arts District website?
Yeah, and my studio's in Pink Dog Creative.
Pink Dog Creative. Yeah. Excellent. I want to thank you both for taking a little bit of time today at a busy time.
Can I give the website?
Oh, you bet. The Studio Stroll is tomorrow 10 to 5.
It is.
And Sunday 10 to 5, both days. And best way to find out more is the website?
Which is riverartsdistrict.com.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
riverartsdistrict.com. Okay. Once again, the Studio Stroll, and I've lost track of which one it is. It's been going on for a while.
28th?
I think so, yeah.
We won't hold you to that, but it's tomorrow and Sunday. And again, that's 10 to 5 both days. You can find more information at their website,
riverartsdistrict.com.
Art.
River Arts.
I'll ask you to do it again, William.
riverartsdistrict.com.
Okay.
So that's arts with an S.
There you go. And you can even call us here on the telephone, and we'll give it to you in person. 210-4800 is our number. Thanks very much to Mary Jane Findlay and William Henry Price. Thanks so much for coming by. And
thanks
for what you do.
Thanks for inviting us.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.